Blog Talk Radio.
Twisted Sisters, and you never know, maybe a Twisted Mister or two. Anyway, I hope everyone has a great week to follow this show, and I hope y'all had a couple days prior that were wonderful, too. Hey, Pam. Hey, Naomi. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi, Jill.
How goes it?
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
So far, so good.
Howdy, howdy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a love, loving night, loving day.
When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That's amore.
never hear that again from me.
Lois?
I shouldn't have put up that song.
I don't know what to say. So tell us all about it, Naomi. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I ran a contest all about love. And I didn't put up, you know, because I know where we have to start putting up where our art comes from. But I did put it up on the top of the contest there. The art is from an application that's called Cartoon Love. And it basically it's wallpaper that you can download for an Android phone or a tablet. And it is totally free. So that's where it came from, the art. So, yeah, not any particular artist, you know, but just, I guess, this application makes this art, this fun artwork. And, yeah, you can download it for free. So that's awesome. Awesome to know. Awesome, you know, so, yeah. Fill up our contest with that cartoon art.
Very cool. Oh my goodness gracious alive. Okay, well, I don't know. It's on you, Naomi. So I mean, I'm just sitting here now. I did my stint.
Okay. So we have 20, 21, 22 rights on the board. So let's go ahead and put up the first write. Well, I have a few carryovers from the last contest, which was the gown one. So, you know, we'll finish those up.
Somebody rang a doorbell.
Hey, Naomi, I just wanted to let you know that we have Laurent joining us. So welcome, Laurent. Glad you could join us.
Hello.
Hi, Laurent.
Thank you very much. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else on Valentine's Day. Hello, Naomi. Hello, Jean. Hello, Pam.
And Katie is on.
Oh, Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hello. Little Scottish brogue.
I think you are the one who's got the accent, honey.
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, baby. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm from Scotland, aye.
That's the thing about accents, eh? We always think it's the other person that has it. We think, okay, it's the other person that has the accent. So I have our first write-up by Dark and Doris. And, Kate, why don't you go ahead and give that one a read for us?
I would love to, thank you. And call me Katie because I like it. I've always been called Kate and it sounds so harsh. Okay, oh, this is good. This is a good picture. Right, I'm going in. She used to have a kaleidoscopic aura until her head was sucked into the void. She was bullied, a black sheep in the family, and the judgment she could not avoid. Some called her a beautiful flower, yeah, maybe death charcoal ebony rose, wilting from all the tears she cried, and blood spilt from the way that she chose to pluck herself from mortal soil. Sever her lifeline with a trowel. You could never escape the taunting of her reflecting inner demon's scowl. The mirror showed the toll of truth, sleepless bags and puffy eyes from crying. The cracks were becoming bigger. She kept breaking just from trying. End poem.
I really loved that read. That was an amazing read there, Kate. Katie?
Yeah.
and you know, what a wonderful write here by Dark and Doris. You know, she loved that contest, the gown, so much. I actually have, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 writes from her. She couldn't stop writing. But, you know, I was just amazed that she was so inspired by the prompts. So that was amazing. But, you know, she spun a wonderful, creative, unique take, you know, a character there that she created from looking at that gown and the darkness, you know, that surrounds it. So, you know, just wonderful, wonderful ride here by Dark and Doris. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a wonderful dark ride. I like how the main theme of it that it speaks on is the idea of the evil beneath the beauty. And I like it all the way through, but I have to say that second to last stanza is my favorite. So excellent write and very well done.
Awesome, Tom and Pam. And Lorraine, your thoughts?
This is nicely done. Rhyme, flow, all the standard things. I like the second stanza. Actually, I like them all. The second stanza, that's charcoal, ebony rose, wilting from all the tears she's cried, and blood spilled from the way that she chose. You could have chosen another way, I guess. But when you've got an inner demon, you end up doing strange things. And in this case, sleepless bags and puffy eyes and crying. Well done.
Well done indeed, yeah. Awesome comment there, Laura. And Phil, your thoughts?
I knew I was going to be next. Just saying. I liked the piece. I thought it was a great intro stanza in this piece. And it was well written. Nice imagery throughout, all four of the stanzas. Just nicely done. I enjoyed it a lot. As I say, the intro stanza was like the one. Because I really felt that it drew you in and it gave you that starting point, you know, with her used to have a kaleidoscope aura. And then it moves it down into, you know, a little bit darker and leads you into the rest of the poem. So I think she did a nice job with that. Nice job, D.A.
Indeed. And awesome comment there, awesome observations, Phil. And Katie, you read that so well. What are your thoughts?
Well, that was a joy to read. That was absolutely wonderful. I was kind of thrown by the second line a little bit because I wasn't really expecting to have her head sucked off. But it was a bit of a shock. She used to have a kaleidoscopic aura until her head was sucked into the void. I thought, oh, painful or what? But beautifully written. I really enjoyed it. It just sounds like I had that little perfect line in it. Never had a lifeline with a trowel, and I thought, oh, yuck. The mirror showed the soul of truth. My eyes crying. Her head was in the void. I thought it was absolutely lovely. I really enjoyed it. It gave me shivers, which is always good. And so thank you very much for sharing that with us. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Kate. And a wonderful comment. And a wonderful write by Dark and Doris. And I have our next write on the board by Vicky Moore. And Phil, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us.
Sure. It's called The Bridal Dress by Vicky Moore. She wears a white gown with golden threads embedded on the corset top and partway down the skirt. Curled clouds of thick silk ribbons twist and fly around her, caught up in her static electricity. Lightning flashes flying from her chest. There is power in this woman and passion. She's a bright light in a dark, stormy sky, and soon she will be my bride. End poem.
Now, what a wonderful read there, Phil. And, you know, what a wonderful, concise little brevity here from, Vicky Moore, that's really powerful. You know, the curled clouds of thick silk ribbon twist and fly around her, caught up in her static electricity. Lightning flashes flying from her chest. There is power in this woman and passion. Now, she really breathes life into that gown to the woman that wears it. So amazing, amazingly done, Vicky, for sure. And Kate, what are your thoughts? Hello, Katie? Are you on mute?
Oh, I mutated. I'm so sorry. You missed all the wonderful erudite things I was saying. I'm so sorry. And I'm not going to say them again because they'll bore you. I thought this was absolutely, it was beautiful. I just loved it. Cold clouds of thick silk, the winds twist and fly around her, caught up in her static electricity. Lightning flashes flying from her chest. There is power in this woman and passion. Yes. Everything you could take from that picture has been taken and used very, very cleverly. So, yes, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Vicky. It was lovely.
Thank you, Katie. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a wonderful brevity. I like how it takes so much from the picture and really speaks to me on the idea of a strong and passionate woman who a man is, thankful and proud to have as his soon-to-be bride. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you. Awesome comment, Pam. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Yeah, I have to agree with Pam there. There's a great deal of attention paid to the picture, and it's very carefully described in a way that makes it pure poetry. But then referring to the lightning flashes flying from her chest, there's power in this woman and passion. It's a description of a woman much loved, much admired, and it's nice if someone who's about to get married feels that way about their partner to be, bride or husband, however it works. But he is full of passion. That's an awesome picture. From the back, I think. Yes. Well done.
Yeah, those were wonderful, wonderful gowns. Computer made pictures by the artist Vishma Maharaj. That I had. So wonderful, wonderful art. And I have our next write by Dark and Doris. And Pam, if you'll read that for us, please.
I would be happy to. Relocating her people. Her wings stretch out, touching blood-stained walls. She hears the haunting echoes of screams and battle calls. She sees spirit images all set on replay, reliving the memories of that final fatal day. Everyone in a panic, parents hiding their young, pleading for their lives as the tower's iron bell rung. She hangs her head and wonders why her own soul was severed, but she couldn't die. In the darkness of a silent shade, she was stolen as her memories fade. Raised as a banshee, new purpose, new life, having everything erased of her people's strife. Now back here amidst the destruction and rubble, debris and ruined city within a plagued bubble, she sings a heartbroken hymn of lament, relocating souls from an eternity spent. Living lifetimes in never-ending fear, ushered now to a place where the fighting and war disappear. End poem.
Yeah, I really like this write. She takes us, she spins us a whole tale, from that picture alone, this wonderful, beautiful, like this angel-like, must have been like a queen there in this dark, dark, falling apart, place, you know, that she describes so wonderfully. Now black here amidst the destruction and rubble, debris and ruined city within a plagued bubble. That's really amazing line. So it's really, you know, really captivating tale that she spun for us here, you know, from that prompt. So amazing, amazing job. And Katie, what did you think?
Ah, this is beautiful. I mean, you're starting with a beautiful piece of art. That is incredible. I love that. And then you have that first stanza, setting everything up. Her wings stretched out, touching blood-stained walls. She hears the haunting echoes of screams and battle calls. Ah, she sees all the spirit images. And so what she was before, she's now something completely different. She's become somebody who helps and relocates lost souls. And, oh, it was just lovely. I thought it was a very clever write. All the way through, that was a clever write. And so I didn't know where it was going, which I love. Makes you think, makes you aware, and every word was beautifully placed. So thank you so much, Dark Adorers. I enjoyed that very much.
Oh, indeed, it was really, really captivating. Very enthralling, right? And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like this story, right? It's beautifully written, haunting. I like how it speaks of a woman who had a purpose in her life and a purpose in death, and a beautiful rhyme, wonderful imagery, and very well done.
Awesome comment there, Pam. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Oh, raises a banshee, given new purpose, new life, having everything erased over people's strife. Like you said, stolen with a purpose to come back and help relocate souls from an eternity spent living lifetimes in never-ending fear, ushered now to a place where the fighting and war disappear. You know, there's something of today's news, of the day's news in this. There's so many places on Earth right now where there's fighting and there's war. And this poem offers hope, I guess. Lovely, lovely write, Dark Adorers.
Awesome comment there, Laurent. And Phil, your thoughts?
Almost was talking myself. Nicely, I thought it was a nice pen piece and a great story told. I thought it was a great capture of the image. A beautifully standalone piece. You know, it doesn't need that image to make sense to anyone. They can read that piece, and it definitely has its own thing going on. I like the intro stanza. You know, her wings stretch out, touching blood-stained walls. She hears the haunting echoes of screams and battle calls. You know, and the other stanzas that go from there down, you know, were also very good. And then, you know, as Laurent said, living lifetimes in never-ending fear, ushered now to a place where the fighting and war disappear. You know, I can imagine there's wings wrapped around and ushering people through doorways or spaces or places of safety. So it was well done. So thank you, Dark Adorers, again. Well done.
Thank you, Phil. And, yeah, I put up a final write for that contest. I have a couple more from Dark Adorers on the board, but we'll go into the new contest, and then if we still have time, I'll get them read afterwards. But this is one of the final writes from that contest, the Shroud. From Misai Uladun, and it's quite a long write, but Laurent, I think you'll be up for the read, so go ahead and give it a read.
I'll give it my best. The Shroud by Misai Uladun. Shrouded on the clouds of colored lights is the beauty which takes on this ground with delights Here's a queen princessing, all to halt, walks the path of gold. Spectrum of light comes onto scene. The sun is shining in the background, beckoning. How halt can the world thereof be if she is the queen of the princely we? I sigh at calm to the cascade. The shroud of clouds has formed in recent of late, full in spectrum to engulf. She has the figure of a princess, the height of herself. Special FX with sulfur is as dawn, mimicking the shroud she illuminates the pond. In the midst of the station field is she who could light up any other spill. Healed, you could dance in this gown. Just need to remember that you are erasing every frown. As twists and turns of the scene, you be you, a forever queen. Your height is in the 10-foot tall, but when I call, you come down to my soul. What dear to me is your overall, so that you may know that I love you, mind, body, heart, and soul. I dress you up in any gown, but when the sun rises, it sets for me out of town. I can but see you with the moon aligned, for in the evening your dance is defined. Like the sun, hope be a sign that you will feel the twist and the twirl. My lead probind, it is of different to what it seems. When I'm finished, the enchantress queens. I put a speck unto the lightning there, that you may know love and fair is to it for summer seen, so that you too will be the accepting queen of my heart, dear of soul. My mind tells me to give you an overall, so that we might come to a standing turn. When light shines on your heading, front page on every cover page yearns, set the height to 10 feet tall. My question is, will you be reminiscent when I am in different souls? My mind cannot fathom what I see, but knowingly, you are beautiful to me. The gown is just a mimic of what you can be, but in the end, it is a matter of whether we two will ever meet. Light and darkness cannot succeed, but when you come to me, darkness supersede. With all the light I counter realm, and gowns are there in which I have in you to tell, so that you might know I am of the light and the same beauty. You shine so bright. We eve the morning unto the scene. This be the beauty that I find you in your reckoning. When moon falls down before the sun, know you are the gorgeous luminescence of the dawn. I will forever orbit around the dawn, as you are my desire as any man would. Lifting up in the moonlight song, you are forever the beauty of the sound that whispers your name throughout town. Be the beauty, and I will be the man whom you have found. A distant tear comes to the sea, and when you're in love with me, I am in the sea. Placement whereunto you come with me, for in the final, I am in love with thee. Loving sea and pump.
Wonderful read there, Laura. Bravo. And what a wonderful write here. You know, what a wonderful write to take us into the, you know, the contest of all about love for tonight. You know, lifting up in the moonlight song, you are forever the beauty of the sound that whispers your name throughout town. Be the beauty and I will be the man whom you have found. A distant tear to the sea, and when you're in love with me, I am in the sea. Placement whereunto you come with me, for in the final, I am in love with thee. You know, it took us far, far beyond the gown here into a loving, you know, such a loving scenario, you know, that it goes beyond the gown, beyond the physical, you know, the physical, the materialistic things, I think. And what did you think of the write, Kate?
Oh, yes, this is this was epic. This was an awful lot of time went into this, a lot of thought. Yes, it was beautifully written. A sigh had come to the cascade. The shroud of clouds was formed in recent, of late, full in spectrum to engulf. He has the figure of a princess. He certainly does have the figure of a princess. That's an absolutely beautiful picture. So I can see why all this beautiful sander came from that particular picture. And forever a queen, that is a lovely thing to be thought of. So yes, this is a poem full of love, full of caring, full of pride. I think it was beautifully written, so thank you very much for sharing with us.
Thank you, Kate. Awesome comment there. And is Pam back? Are you there, Pam? Phil, what are your thoughts? Hello, Phil?
Me again. I was muted. I liked it. I thought it was a nice story poem. I think I was going to pick up one stanza, but I opted to change my mind because that's what I do best, change my mind. I dress you up in any gown, but when the sun rises, it sets for me out of town. I can but see you with the moon aligned, for in the evening your dance is refined. I light the sun to hope reassigned that you will feel the twist and the twirl of my lead turbine. It is as different to what it seems, but when I'm finished, the enchantress queens. It was intriguing. The imagery throughout was nice, and the sentiment as well was well expressed. So, with that being said, nice job. Absolutely.
Thank you. Awesome mm-hmm. comment there. And okay, I don't know. Laurent, you read it so wonderfully. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think intriguing, as Jean said, is the right description for this poem. Deliberate misspellings, chopping up of grammar,
yep.
cutting up of phrases and sentences, substituting words that recall the word that should be there, but isn't. It was an example that I wanted to use. Of course, I'm missing it now. But for instance, like when she says, for light and darkness cannot succeed, when you come to me, darkness supersede. Well, sucre, sugar, but the word mimics succeeds and is used that way. And tacking on arbitrary letters to words to make them rhyme, as in I have in you to tell him, all through there, and it does not make, believe me. For an easy read, I had no idea whether I was reading it, in the proper fashion, because you know my signals are punctuation, and nominal sentence endings, etc., which this did not have. But that's exactly what made it intriguing, and the wordplay really forces the reader to concentrate and see the images in a new light. I really enjoyed the piece.
Great comment, great observations there. Thank you, Laura. And Phil, your thoughts. Did I ask you, Phil? Oh, yes,
yes
I
you
did.
You did.
You did. And I asked Kate too, eh? Yes, I did.
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll just go on to our next poem, After the Fire by After the Fire, Trying Not to Miss You. And, okay, I guess it's my turn to read, eh? Trying Not to Miss You. I'm trying not to miss you, but I do. And though you've been in heaven for a while, your memory is stuck to me like glue. I think of you and cannot help but smile. I'm trying not to miss you, but I feel your spirit sometimes lingers close to me. And time has helped my broken heart to heal. In dreams, it's still your pretty face I see. I'm trying not to miss you, but I need your memory to help me make it through. Through life, though life is difficult, I won't concede. I am the man I am because of you. Though I try not to miss you, there's no way I miss you just a little more. And, you know, I really, you know, thought this was really heartfelt, this right emotive and touching right here by Dave. You know, I'm trying not to miss you, but I need your memory to help me make it through. Though life is difficult, I won't concede. I am the man I am because of you. You know, when you meet that special one who makes you become a better version of yourself, and then they pass away, it must be so heart-wrenching. I can't even imagine. You know, like I said, such a touching right indeed. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, dear. I'm afraid I'm not able to say too much. This is so sad. Sorry, it just really gets to you, doesn't it, when somebody misses somebody so much? Sorry, It's hard. I know, we've all lost people. And I really feel. So, anyway, sorry. Beautifully written. A wonderful sentiment. I'm terribly sorry I'm blubbing, but it kind of... It's hard. Yes, thank you for sharing that with us. Beautifully done. Thank you.
Well, I think that says millions of what you think, you know, just Kate, you know, how it touched you so deeply. It's really a great sentiment towards that poem, indeed. And Pam, are you back? Your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, this one really pulls at the heartstrings. You can, within Dave's words, you can really feel his love for his beloved wife. And you know, and you're right, Naomi, this speaks strongly on that idea of someone who makes you a better person. And you try to go through that day-to-day of your life and trying not to miss them. But, you know, it's important, I think, to remember people and continue to miss them, because it reminds us of how important they are to us and how important finding true love is. And beautifully written all the way through, heartfelt and very well done.
Oh, indeed. Awesome comment there, Pam. And feel your thoughts. Hello, Phil?
And that's me doing it again. I thought it was a beautifully written tribute to his late wife. I can surely relate to it, to the feelings expressed in the piece. You know, I'm trying not to miss you, but I do. And though you've been in heaven for a while, your memory is stuck to me like glue. I think of you and cannot help but smile. You know, I mean, I get it. I'll be a widow 24 years, still days where it's like yesterday. And then there's days where, you know, it feels like it's been 24 years. So, but I definitely can deal with the emotions expressed. So, great job, Dave. Thanks for sharing with us all.
Awesome comment there, Phil. And Laurent, your thoughts?
The harder one tries not to think of someone or something, the more difficult it is. And finally, we admit defeat. Though I try not to miss you, there's no way. I miss you just a little more each day. Filled with emotion, one admits the loss, ever present in the mind. And that really comes through. Very emotional, very personal, and unfortunately, it's something we can all relate to. Great piece.
Mm-hmm. very touching. And did I ask everybody? Yeah, I guess I did, eh? So, yeah, awesome right there, Dave. And thank you so, so much for sharing that, you know, personal, sincere right with us. So appreciate it. And Katie, I have your piece up, my dear. So if you want to go ahead and give it a read.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I will. I loved you. When you walked into a room, I blushed and my heart fluttered. I was tongue-tied and gauche. There were no words. I muttered, always knew. I loved you. This was going to last. You met and I knew I could give you my soul. There was one, now there's two. Oh, sorry. There was one. Oh, I can't do it. I'm sorry. Naomi, could you read this for me, darling? I can't
there
read
was one, there was one, now there's two, me and you. I love you, years have passed, now we're older. Winter comes, snowy white, but our love isn't colder. Still us two, be my Valentine. And yeah, you know, what struck me with this, Katie, is, you know, how you captured that moment of falling in love so brilliantly in that first stanza. You know, I loved you when you walked into a room. I blushed and my heart fluttered. I was tongue-tied and gauche. There were no words. I muttered, all was new. And, you know, when you fall in love, and, you know, they have that feeling that you're floating and all, on air and all seems new. And, you know, you're tongue-tied and you're gauche. And, you know, sometimes you mutter, the words are not there. But, you know, you described it so, so well, Katie, you know, and in such a brilliant way. This is the most beautiful romantic write indeed. So well done. And feel your thoughts.
Yes, let me find myself. Where was I? Oh, my gosh. Hang on a second. I hit 15 buttons. I'm so sorry. There you are. Weaver, I thought this was beautiful. I really did. I thought it was sweet, loving, a sweet, loving rate. Beautifully penned. You know, And the fact that you couldn't read it yourself says a lot to me, because it's personal and it's deep-seated, you know, emotions inside. And that's always wonderful to have come through in your work. And I think it really does. I just thought it was lovely. I really did. I love the image. Dear, please stay with me until we get old. I like that one. I do. That's always our hopes, right? It's always our hopes.
Yeah.
You know, I love your second stanza. I loved you. This was going to last. We met and I knew I could give you my soul. There was one now. There's two, me and you. You know, I don't know. I think you wrote it beautifully. So excellent job, my friend.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. Bill and Sam, your thoughts.
Oh, this is another heartfelt write. It's just lovely in its first-person narrative. I really like the repetition of where you go back and forth between I loved you, and then I love you. The idea of no matter what happened with the relationship, there was that continuation of the emotions. It's absolutely a stunning write, and I do particularly like that second stanza. I loved you. This was going to last. We met, and I knew I could give you my soul. There was one. Now there's two, me and you. I like that line, I could give you my soul, because it speaks of something much deeper than physical. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Awesome comment, Pam. And Laurent, your thoughts.
Yeah, Katie, this is a wonderful reminiscence of that first meeting, a life lived, and the emotion of love ever present. And there's a certainty in your words that convinces the reader that love does endure over a lifetime, never failing, never ending. Well done.
Thank you, honey.
Naomi, are you on mute?
I am blabbing away. I'm just saying that was a wonderful write. You know, Kate, the wonderful heartfelt write. And thank you so, so much for sharing it with us. And I have our next write up, A Mountain of Clay. And Pam, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Absolutely. All right, and Mountain of Clay by Kathy Nelson. You looked like fine white Bahama sands with Florida beach shell pebbles you poured like cement. As your Bahama mountain grew, the steam hydrated the dust of you, spraying cloud mist into a hovering steam. The Florida beach shell pebbles snapped and cracked like dollar store pop rock candy, sublime the profound Dolby Death stereo system surround sound. I opened my eyes and still you poured through the stream was high, your pyramid peaked over the line, triangle tower tumbling from hourglass funneling, spiraling my seven silver screams for every day's name. I no longer breathe you. Pop rock, hovering mist, Dolby Death, pyramid screams, traveling into the oceans, up into the sky, out into the universe, forever severing you from I. The mountain has tumbled flat, mingling with the river's silt, Florida and Bahama becoming Maryland in the spring. I stoop down and scoop up your fluid molecules, cupping the water of you into my hands to smooth the pain wrinkles away from my face for another year until Maryland springtime descends again and down to the river my body bends to cleanse my winter's depression away, resurrecting you with the molecules of me. End poem.
Awesome read, Pam. And, you know, you looked fine, like, you looked like fine white Bahama sands with Florida beach shell pebbles you poured like cement. And I read this a couple of times over, you know, it's such a beautiful write with wonderful, you know, imagery throughout, superb imagery. And what I got out of it was that this was a unique, clever, extended metaphor for that person that you see, and that instant, the person just pours into you entirely, like you're hit by I don't know if you say that in English, and coup de foudre, you're smitten. I don't know if I got it, but that's what I read into it. And, you know, I love the metaphors throughout this, you know, this superb imagery, like the Florida beach shell pebbles snapped and cracked, like dollar store pop rock candy, sublime, the profound Dolby Death stereo system surround sound. You know, just a stunning write, and which was a front page pick, by the way, so bravo on that, Kathy Nelson. But, you know, just a stunning write with superb imagery and metaphors throughout. So very deserving of a front page pick. And Laurent, what are your thoughts on this write?
Very impressive piece. The end of it, resurrecting you within the molecules of me, really, I think, explains the entire poem. Especially because I agree with your analysis of the extended metaphor that is used so successfully. The language is fascinating. A pop rock hovering mist, Dolby Death Pyramid screams, travel down into the oceans, up into the sky, out into the universe, forever severing you from I, but yet I have not been severed. Because that this one stanza is so beautiful. I stoop down and scoop up your fluid molecules, cupping the water of you into my hands to smooth the pain wrinkles away from my face for another year. It's a wonderful example of rebirth, using water as the agent. It's a delightful piece.
Yes, indeed. Awesome comment, Laurent. And Pam, your thoughts?
This certainly had creative imagery and metaphors. I like how it speaks on loss and memories and the way that life changes. So excellent write and very well done.
Awesome comment, Pam. And Katie, your thoughts?
Oh, certainly powerful. I would say that stanza that Laurent mentioned was the one that I was particularly struck by. I thought it was beautiful. I stoop down and scoop up your fluid molecules, cupping the water of you into my hands to smooth the pain wrinkles away from my face for another year. That is just beautiful. It's just I think this is amazing. I loved it. Obviously, an awful lot of it I would have to read again to get the best from it. But I thought it was beautifully done. So clever. So, yes, thank you so much for sharing, Kathy. It was wonderful.
Thank you. Awesome comment there, Katie. And Phil, your thoughts.
I thought this was wonderful. Great imagery and metaphors in the piece, and really well done. I picked it up with, for grabbing a stanza, kind of picked a long one in the middle. I opened my eyes, and still you poured through the stream. Through the stream was high, your pyramid. Wow. Though the stream was high. I need new eyeballs tomorrow. Though the stream was high, your pyramid peaked over the line. Triangle tower tumbling from hourglass funneling, spiraling my seven silver screams. For today's name, I'd no longer breathe you. Pop rock hovering mist, Dolby death, pyramid screams, traveled down into the oceans, up into the sky, out into the universe, forever severing you from I. The mountain has tumbled flat, mingling with the river silt, Florida and Bahama becoming Maryland in spring. I thought there were just wonderful lines throughout the entire piece. I mean, I just grabbed that because I thought it was a nice section. And it led you down a little bit of a different path from the rest. And I really enjoyed it. So nice work. And thank you so much, Kathy Nelson. Hope to hear more from you.
Yeah, me too. It's the first time I see her in one of my contests, I think, and what a wonderful write, and I hope she is inspired to write again for us, indeed. And I have our next write up by Forgotten Dream, Fusion, Loving You Then and Now, and Phil, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay, let me see if I get my eyes to cooperate. Dreams only but so big, you know. Okay, this is called Fusion, Loving You Then and Now by Forgotten Dreams. When I make you laugh, a warming joy spreads like hot-baked bread melting between teeth. The grooves by olive eyes deepen when you smile. A network of roads and years traveled in unison. My fingertips trace from temple down cheek, gazing into the same emerald pools that glistened under the near full July moon. Spiced breath wafted from bright mouth, coating me in new flavors. Awakening. Kissing petal lips still sends shivers like tiny aftershocks down to trembling toes. Hands wrap and bodies twist, linking together like a worn puzzle. The crux of you now flows in veins, sinking into bones on September afternoon, over half a life earlier, grafting, growing, blooming with me. End poem.
Oh, what a beautiful read there. Feels awesome. And, you know, I really, you know, love this writer. Of course, you know, I'm a fan, a big fan of Forgotten Dream. You know, she's just an amazing writer. You know, when that first stanza, I stopped my commenting there because I could have just cited a part of each stanza throughout all the poem. But, you know, when I make you laugh, a warm joy spreads like hot baked bread melting between teeth. You know, what an amazing metaphor for that warm joy that fills you as you hear a loved one laugh. And then she follows it with the lines, the grooves. By all of eyes deepen when you smile, a network of roads and years traveled in unison. You know, a wonderful way to illustrate the long, happy years spent together, you know, those network of roads and years traveled in unison. You know, just a stunning write throughout, you know, just bravo, bravo on this right Forgotten Dream. And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, this is beautiful. It has wonderful imagery and metaphors. I like how it speaks on the idea of a love lost but never forgotten. You know, I really like this all the way through, but especially that second and closing stanza. Especially the use of the words grafting, growing, blooming within me. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes, this is absolutely lovely. This is a story of love, 2 years, people growing and living and loving together. Like was said already, that first stanza is beautiful. When I make you laugh, a warming joy spreads. I like that. That is lovely. But then we have kissing petal lips still send shivers like tiny aftershocks down to trembling toes. I mean, that's just lovely. It really is. It's just a beautiful rite of love and people caring. Yes, wonderfully done. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Forgotten Bean.
Wonderful comment there, Katie. And Laurent, what are your thoughts?
Every stanza in this piece is beautifully written, filled with emotion and imagery that is relatable and true. But like you, Naomi, I've got to go to that first stanza, which speaks of hot baked bread melting between teeth and the warming joy that spreads. One assumes like butter over the hot baked bread melting between teeth. When the house is filled with children all off doing their own thing in a variety of rooms and you're all alone in the kitchen, and I do like to bake bread and baguettes, especially my favorite bread, when the smell of that bread floats throughout the house, all of a sudden you hear little footsteps roaring downstairs, bursting into the kitchen, wide-eyed. Can't wait to taste it, Grandpa. And at that point, you know, you're giving joy. So the metaphor used was wonderfully done. In the description of grooves by olive eyes, a network of roads and years traveled in unison. Perfect. Wonderful piece by Forgotten Dream.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful comment there, Laurent. Yeah, the smell of warm baked bread. Oh, my gracious, when we go to my mom's house, you know, the kids and me and now the grandchildren and her great-grandchildren, well, you know, we all gather around in the kitchen and eat slices of that warm, hot bread, so baked bread that she makes. So, yeah, wonderful.
You bake bread for 3 hours and it's gone in 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so good. Oh, my gracious. And then my mother makes this wonderful homemade, you know, jam. And, wow, the mixture of the two is just, your tongue just hums. So I have our next write-up by Freya and Kate, if you want to go ahead and give that a read, my dear.
Yes, I'll be happy to. I just have to actually get it. Now and no, it's not there. One moment. I'm refreshing.
Did I
put it? No, it's probably me. Don't worry about it. I'll get it eventually. Is it?
Maybe
oh,
I didn't
Freya.
Put it up.
No, I've got it. It's Freya, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, Freya.
Thank you. I have it. It's just my system is a little bit slow, like myself. So it's an age issue. Don't worry about it. Okay, we have. At 8 years old, I understood Valentine's Day. At 8 years old, I understood Valentine's Day better than I do now. Every classmate seemed to fit someone, even me. I have a friend who has been with the same partner since they were 8. They did split up for a little while at 13, but it has been over 40 years together now. There was such an innocent sweetness in those classroom exchange cards. I still remember the feeling.
Ah, what a wonderful read, Katie. And, you know, what a beautiful, you know, sincere right, you know, that's, I found it so touching. You know, just the lines, there was such an innocent sweetness in those classroom exchange cards. You know, when you're 8 years old and you do pass around those cards. And, you know, I don't know, but I used to give one to everybody in the class. So, you know, I guess everybody was my Valentine, but, you know, it's just something we did. And, but, you know, the exchanging those cards and being together since you're 8 years old, can you imagine that? Oh, my gracious. Wow, that's like a dream, you know. So just such an endearing, you know, right? That, you know, after you read it, it goes straight to your heart and you go and you sigh. Oh, so sweet. But, you know, just amazing. And Pam, what did you think? Hello, Pam? Whoops, did we lose Pam? Laha, your thoughts?
Yeah, the emotion of a first love when you're a child is one of the strongest emotions you're ever going to experience. And it sticks with you. For instance, I'm terrible with names. And yet I still remember the name of the first girl I thought I loved. Her name was Edie Marks. She was a refugee from Cuba. She had a foreign air about her that was fascinating. And that first love, so strong, so long-lasting, you could easily end a poem the way she did. I still remember the feeling. It is palpable.
Mm-hmm. Awesome comment there, Laura. And Seal, your thoughts. Hello, Seal?
I think you said something, because otherwise I would have been all the way finished my comment. I'm slow today. I'm very slow. I thought it was a nicely written poem, sweet and gentle. I picked up here. I have a friend who has been with the same partner since they were 8. They did split up for a while at 13, but it has been over 40 years together now. There was such an innocent sweetness in those classroom and exchange cards, and I still remember the feeling. And they really were such innocent memories. I mean, you know, that was what you did when you were a kid, when I was a kid anyway. Nowadays, it's kind of like, you don't do that after a certain grade now. You know, they kind of, they're too mature for that now. You know what I mean? So it is. Like I said to my grandson, come on, you want to take some Valentine's in today? No. Okay, whatever. You know. Don't throw rocks at me. I was just asking. But, you know, it's not cool to do that anymore. But I thought it was just a really nicely done piece, a great brevity.
That's something I wonder, because I never asked my daughter if, you know, on Valentine's Day, the kids, my granddaughters still take little Valentine cards to school. I don't know. So maybe that's, you know, was in the way we did things back in our time, and maybe the kids don't do that anymore, I guess. So it's kind of sad. And Kate, did I ask you to comment? No way.
No, you didn't. But that's absolutely fine, because I'm doing it anyway. This was lovely. This was so, so sweet. I remember my first love too, like Laurent. It doesn't ever leave you, I don't think. A little chap called Russell. His grandmother lived next door to my grandmother, and that's how we met. And I've got a picture of them still. We're sitting on a little wall together, not looking at each other, you know, the usual. We were so lucky to have that innocence when we grew up. You know, it was lovely. Unfortunately, like, my pet hate is seeing adults' eyes in children's faces. They don't have the beauty that we have had of innocence and wonder at the world. They just grow up so quickly. And, you know, that's the way it is, I suppose. I mean, I think we're the only mammals whose children don't stand up immediately and start looking after themselves. You know, every other mammal, the minute they're born, they're up on their feet and they're off. So, yeah, we nurture our children, and that's a nice thing. So this was beautifully written. I really loved this. The sweetness of it and the memory. I mean, they split up for a little while at 13. That's so keen. Then he's like, nah, I've had enough of you. I love it. I love it. Sweetness is so lovely. So thank you so much for sharing, Fia. It was beautiful.
And Laurent, did I ask you?
I don't. Yes. Certainly.
Yeah, okay.
You did.
Could you
did.
Yeah, okay. Can you read our next poem for us, please? Baby, I am your man.
I will be happy to. Baby, I'm your man, by Linda Burns. Why do you stare at the stars? The stars ain't gonna help you. Why do you gaze at the moon? The moon is a cold, dead place. Why you look to the sun? I tell it will blind you. You want a love that's true. Someone who will take care of you. Come, look in my face. See my eyes through the water in their desert. Look at my mouth. Listen to what I say. There's nothing outside my love that's going to save you. Baby, look at me. Babe, I hope you like what you see, because baby, I am your man. Don't think of hesitating. I am right here waiting. Baby, I am your man. End poem.
Thank you, Laurent. That was an awesome read. And, you know, this captivated me right in those first lines. Just, you know, because why do you stare at the stars? The stars ain't going to help you. Why do you gaze at the moon? The moon is a cold, dead place. Why you look at the sun? I tell it will blind you. Hey, look at me instead, you know, because I'm your man. So in such a clever way, he mocks everything related to love that so many love poems refer to. He just says, you know, you know, this is such a captivating ride all the way through. And Kate, what did you think, my dear?
Oh, I agree with your thoughts on this one. It was, wasn't it? It was a case of, oh, come on, why bother about anything else? I'm here. Look at me. I love that arrogance. So cool. You know, don't bother about anything else. Just look at me, honey. I'm your baby. I liked it a lot. I liked the what's the word I'm looking for? The swagger. Yes. I like the swagger. That confidence is, you know, you can't beat it, can you? Beautifully written. Made me smile, because, well, obviously. And I think it was very well done. So thank you so much for sharing.
Awesome comment there, Kate. And Phil, your thoughts.
At least I knew I was on mute that time. That's pretty good, huh? I think Linda did a great job just with this, right? I really enjoyed it. I love it. I had to grab some lines, and I was like, where do I start? And I'm like, yes, this one. See my eyes? There's water in the desert. Look at my mouth. Listen to what I say. There's nothing outside my love that's going to save you. Baby, look at me. Babe, I hope you like what you see, because, baby, I am your man. Don't think of hesitating. I'm right here waiting, because, baby, I am your man. I just love that. I thought that was just so well put together, something to make everyone kind of step back a second and go, yeah, yeah, yeah. It reminded me a little bit of I'm Your Man by Leonard Cohen. Just had that same kind of ringing in my ear, you know? And I think it's just because it says I'm Your Man, you know? So, well done. Well done, Linda, and thanks for sharing with us all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Laura, your thoughts?
I absolutely agree with the comments made by you guys. If I look anywhere else but at the person in front of you, the emotion of not hesitating, I am right here waiting in front of you now. And Gene, what you said about Leonard Cohen, absolutely true. There was something familiar about this, and it is the title, but more than that, the rhythm of the words almost invites it to be set to music as a song, but not a song sung, a song spoken, perhaps, gently, in pregnant whispers, so to speak. Lovely piece.
And Gene or Phil, will you read the next piece that I have up by Betty Page, please?
I don't know if I can. I know Betty Page is kind of racy. I don't know if I'm old enough to do that.
You know? you qualify.
Race yourself.
Watch how you say that. Okay. Valentine's Day Kisses by Betty Page. Rainbows shimmering, sweet cupcakes with pink frosting. Bake them just for you. Swinging on the moon, will you be mine for my divine? Love me, make it soon. Cupid's arrow struck. I'm so smitten around you. Kiss me, neath starlight. Cuddle up real close in soft cherry red flannels. Gaze at stars above. Know this is true love. This is true love. I'm so sweetly enchanted. Please be mine tonight. Never let me go. Stay with me infinitely. Kissing on the moon. End poem.
Awesome. Awesome read. And, you know, I so liked this. This was so such a delight to read. It reflects all the sweetness that we find in the prompt, you know, that cartoonish color of the prompt, you know, the girl and the little girl and the little boy swinging there on the moon, you know, swinging on the moon, will you be mine, my divine, love me, make it soon. And in the ending, never let go, stay with me infinitely, kissing on the moon. It's just so cute and romantic. I just said I just loved it. And Katie, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yes, this is incredibly sweet. How lovely. And lovely from Betty as well. I like this. This is, it's just cute. That's the only word you can think of. Cupid's arrow struck, I'm so smitten around you, kiss me in the starlight. Cuddle up real close in soft cherry red flannels, gaze at stars above. That's just lovely. It just, in her own style, beautifully written, just it plucks at the heartstrings, takes me back to when I was actually in love, with love. Beautifully done, Betty. Thank you so much for that one. It made me smile.
did indeed. What a delightful ride. And, Laurent, your thoughts?
Yes. The powdery golden scent lingers of honeyed mimosa. I admire writing that uses words in ways that don't seem to be too repetitive or emotions that have not been done 1,000 times before. That's why I like phrasing like shadows that breathe inwards curve, a moment in circles, ribs around, proximity's navel, and nope, undertones sigh. Nice.
Awesome comment, Laurent. And I have your piece up, Laurent, so if you want to go ahead and give it a read, hon.
Yeah, I could not resist the temptation of a happy flower and a happy bee. So there we have it. It's called Floral Ecstasy. I've made up my mind, you're the treat for me. It's good for the flower. It's also good for the bee. Buzzing around your petals, landing zone with wisp-free, collecting excess pollen through love's reciprocity. Tending delicate pistils, daily diligence the key, chasing hungry pets, diverting catastrophe. At warm seasons end, flower and the bee, done for the summer. But patience, what you see, spring's around the corner, is but serendipity. As you grow up, I'll be by, my love at apogee. We'll do it all again, neath scented apple tree, a perfect partnership, nature's timeless guarantee, because your golden honey is my floral fantasy.
I just love this. You know, and I thought that cartoon that you chose went so well with the contest tonight, with the prompts, you know, the cartoonish illustrations, you know, of the contest. So well done. And, you know, this is just a delightful write to that prompt. It made me smile throughout. You have wonderful, slow, flawless, enticing rhyme that carries us along with its endearing, light-hearted, whimsical dance. So, yeah, and then, you know, there's parts of it that I really like. You know, like springs around the corner, 'tis your serendipity. As you grow up, I'll be by my love at apogee. And in the ending, of course, because your golden honey is my floral fantasy. And, you know, you can relate this to a real relationship too, you know, a human relationship, you know, the hard winter and then the spring comes. And so, you know, really an excellent write. Delightful write all the way through. So thank you very much, Laurent, for sharing this tonight with us. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, this was lovely, Laurent. I really like this. That first stanza just made me smile. I've made up my mind, you're the treat for me. What's good for the flower is also good for the bee. That's just perfect. Perfect. And all the way through, it just bounced and was sweet and sensual at the same time, which is very well done. Springs around the corner, 'tis but serendipity. As you grow up, I'll be by. My love at apogee. That's beautiful. Beautifully written. And that last two lines, because your golden honey is my floral fantasy. It's just, yeah, it's what a perfect relationship should be. It's give and take. And yes, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Wonderful comment, Kate. And Phil, your thoughts. Hello,
yeah,
Phil?
I'm here. Just took me a minute. Well, Laurent, I thought it was nicely penned. There's a certain sweet innocence throughout. A great metaphoric piece, refreshing piece on love. Nice job there. I pick springs around the corner, tis but serendipity. As you grow up, I'll be by, my love it, apogee. We'll do it all again, me, scented apple tree, a perfect partnership, nature's timeless guarantee. I just thought it was really, really nicely done. There was a lot of sweet lines in it. And, you know, it totally suited the image. So, in that respect, I think it actually stepped up the image a little bit. So I have to say that.
Thank you, Jean.
It's really funny, you know, and whatever, but I think that there was just, you could see more to this. So I liked it. Nice job.
Awesome. Awesome observation, Phil. Awesome comment. And thank you so much, Laurent, for writing for us tonight. So appreciated. And yeah, I have our next write-up by Stelina. And Katie, will you do us the honor reading for Stelina?
Oh, I would be very pleased to. Just give me a moment. As usual, I'm like 16 behind. Oh, here we are. A Valentine ditty. Oh, wonderful. I hope I can do you justice, my darling. I wish I could say to you, let's fall in love. But you already are, though not with me. Cupid's arrow has shot me from above, yet his aim was off, and now my heart's not free to choose another, for it is bound up tight to the only one that delights my eyes, the only one I crave for every night, that could bring forth from me ecstatic sighs. With all the people that roam this earth, why you? I ask myself each day, for to me you have more wondrous worth than all the stars in the Milky Way. I cannot hide forever behind this mask. One day the truth may be revealed. While for now nothing more of you can I ask, and my passion for you must remain concealed. I could not face your look of pity or belief that my feeling is insincere. So in my diary I write for you this Valentine ditty, and love you from afar, wishing you were near. End poem.
Oh, what a wonderful write, Katie. Bravo. And, you know, what a wonderful, you know, so, so relatable write. From Stelina here, you know, that darn Cupid shooting his arrows in all directions, playing wickedly with our hearts, you know. yeah, just a wonderful write, Stelina, that rings so, so true. We wonder who this mysterious love person is, but we won't ask the question. It's a secret.
Oh, oh, oh.
And Laurent, what did you think of Stelina's write?
Let me just get back to that page so I can read it accurately. Where the hell am I? Oh, here we go. Stelina never disappoints. Her, I think her poems are always tight. In this case, well rhymed. And prescient in many ways. With all the people that roam this earth, why you? I ask myself each day. For to me, you have more wondrous worth than all the stars in the Milky Way. With a natural flow, a wise use of words that makes for a nice poem, regardless of whether it's short or long. And this one is right in the middle, a Valentine's ditty. Could have been longer. It's a pity. Nicely done, Stelina.
Wonderful comment, Laurent. And Kate, you read that so beautifully. What are your thoughts?
I could not read it as well as Stelina would have read it, I have to say. But beautiful. I mean, we all know that feeling, don't we? We look at people that we lust after. We look at what they or who they are with, and we think, why? What has she got that I've not got? Or what has he got that I've not got? But it's a chemical thing. There's no control that you can possibly have over it, much as you'd want to. So let's just all stamp on Cupid tell him to keep his arrows to himself, because it really just causes far more pain than we ever need. I thought it was beautifully written, and I so relate to it. It's just the most awful feeling in the world to love somebody that doesn't even know you exist. Ugh, not good. So, yes, you brought it to us so beautifully, Selena. We felt every ache. So thank you so much for writing for us. Lovely.
Awesome. Awesomely said there, Kate. And Phil, your thoughts?
I don't know. I had a few and then I kind of lost track of them. I thought it was a great piece, Selena, and I have to say, that damn Cupid. I'm not sure whoever gave that little dude with such bad aim a bow and arrow. That's what I got to say about it. Honest. But I thought you did a wonderful job here. I started to pull two stanzas, and I said, nah, they're not the two I really want. I think, you know, I have to go with, I like the first stanza very much, and the second one was just as good. I felt that the first one more or less carried the true thoughts behind the piece. I think the second stanza kind of gave you a little background on things. But, you know, the first stanza and I guess maybe the third stanza, the first and the fourth stanza would be the ones I would actually choose to pull it together with, just because I think that they kind of suit that Cupid thing. But really well done, and thanks for sharing with us. I think it was a great addition to the show tonight. Wonderful job, and a great read, Kate. Okay. Or not. Naomi, are you on mute?
Yes, I am. I put up the next write by Angel Blue. Seal, if you want to go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Okay, give me 1 second. I have to refresh to find it. Okay. Maybe I will just, okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. It's called Love by Angel Blue 36. Love is a four-letter word. Holds up the different relationship. Lines the different thoughts and emotion. It remains a veil as days pass. It comes to the surface. The waves of longing for our homes. Waiting at the shore to reach the ocean of heart. Joy ripples, dreams, dances, but the rock of uncertainty blocks. Glaze the deep feelings within years, the unknown emotions to tap the doors and unite as one. The love bell rang, hope sang, welcoming the two hearts to jingle and mingle. Looks at each other and dwells in the world of love. Hundreds of dreams dance, hugging and exchanging glances. The sky and star all smiles. Even inch apart, it seems, far away mile. Embedded in the ocean of Cupid, enticed and feel as though they aren't on this earth, but where the honeybee and flower hover. The clouds in the sky embrace, love full of grace. How it embraced the universe. Long, only, value, ever. End poem.
Awesome. Awesome read there, Phil. And, you know, this, I just loved it. It remains in veil as day pass. It comes to the surface. The waves of longing for froth and foam, waiting at the shore to reach the ocean of the heart. You know, wonderful metaphors to illustrate all the facets of, you know, I said a tug of war. Or should I say the tug of love? Because, you know, it's like a tug up back and forth between the waves of love here I found. Just a wonderful, beautifully written piece. And Kate, your thoughts.
Yes, this is well thought out. And yes, I take what you say about the give and take, the hugging and exchanging glances, the back and forth. It's full of all those, you know, it's kind of come and get me, please. Don't leave me. You know, don't ignore me or leave me behind. I'm there for you. And that is that first line. Love is a four-letter word. Now, we all know, you know, what a four-letter word normally means to everybody, but so that makes it even more interesting to me, because that is very clever. Love is a four-letter word. It certainly is. It can hurt, it can stab, it can kill, it can make your life as miserable as hell, but it can also take you up and make you feel wonderful, and it's very complex, as is this piece of poetry. So thank you so much for sharing with us, Angel Blue. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, Kate. Awesome comment. And Laura, what did you think?
The clouds of the sky embrace, love full of grace. How it braces the universe long, only value ever. I thought that was a fine ending. Love is a four-letter word. The lovely metaphors, such as the waves of longing froth and foams, waiting at the shore to reach the ocean heart. This is an honest poem, just without pretense. It's relatable, but it's strong. It has a power in it, and well phrased, I think.
Wonderfully said, dear Laura. And Phil, your thoughts?
You know, I thought the poem was good. I thought that the sentiments were good throughout. I think that, give me a second, I was just sending a message. You know, I liked the thoughts in it. I really did. It got a little tough for me to read at parts because it needs a little bit of editing, I think. But other than that, I mean, you can't take away from the sentiments in the piece itself. But I thought it was a good addition to tonight's show. So thank you, Angel Blue, very much.
Awesome. Great comment there, Phil. And I have our next write on the board. And Laurent, would you give us the honor of reading for Cedar Chapman, please? Nom de plume.
With great pleasure. Hey, nom de plume, by Cedar Chapman. Black ink blooms honeysuckle, lines that lie dormant in my chest. I hide behind the midnight veil, singing sonnets in a windstorm with a thousand mercuric chimes hanging from our cherry tree. Can you hear me? The fossilized notes that stroke each imperfect line on your face. The relic voice enunciating every syllable, raising every ivory pore to sear the taste of womanhood honest. As I feverishly wear down my incisors, brass-dipped pens, barn owls glide above me, their silent wings punctuated by mice stealing their last. The dim lantern flame pulls my chin to look across the hall. There you lie, bare on your navel. You turn your head towards me. Godless shadows trace the curves of your back and hips. Your talons clasp my flesh, and I squeal, you squeal, until my lungs burn its final breath like a spent star drifting, entangled in the blackness of your pupils. They reflect not Herculean shoulders, but instead a stumbling mute buffoon with gangly arms, gazing back as old stars often do. Each metaphor, each imagery written with bones, to be forever lost in your arms, the stellar winds claim its dust. Close your eyes. Find my words. They are here waiting. They are me. End poem.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that was an awesome, awesome read there. Bravo, Laurent. And, you know, what a fabulous, stunning write from Cedar Chapman, which was also a frantic page, by the way, and so, so deserving. You know, the relic voice announcing every syllable, braising every ivory pore to sear the taste of womanhood on its tongue. It's just one of the amazing stanzas in this whole piece, you know, that is gilded with brilliant imagery and metaphors. Such a very sensual write, you know, so wonderfully written, you know, just a stellar piece this is. Kate, what are your thoughts, my dear?
Oh, this is powerful. Definitely powerful. Wow. I'm just reading and reading. There you lie, bare on your navel. You turn your head towards me. Godless shadows trace the curves of your back and hips. Their talons clasp my flesh, and I squeal and squeal until my lungs burn its final breath like a spent star drifting. That is just, wow. That is, oh, I can't say that's relatable to me because it's just amazingly not, you know, not the kind of thing that I would think about when it comes to loving someone. That's not the way I would think. And it's so great to have someone else's thoughts there for you to read and think, well, okay, that is, yeah, that's relatable in some way. Very clever. Very, very clever. I liked it a lot. I do love looking into other people's minds. It's such a privilege. That's why I love poetry so much, I think, because people say things in poetry and reveal things in poetry that they wouldn't necessarily in just a written story, because it's so much more personal, it seems to me. I'm new to all this, obviously, so I'm just going by my instincts, but wonderful. Thank you so much, Cedar. I enjoyed it.
Awesome, awesome comment there, Katie. And Phil, your thoughts?
Let me see now to figure out if I'm here or not here. I am here, yay! I am. As I say, you know, I really thought this was a gorgeous piece by Cedar. Wonderful imagery and thoughts throughout. Excuse me, great metaphors and just beautifully written. Black ink blooms honeysuckle vines that lie dormant in my chest. I hide behind a midnight veil, singing sonnets in a windstorm with a thousand mercuric chimes hanging out from our cherry tree. Can you hear me? The fossilized notes that stroke each imperfect line on your face, the relic voice enunciating every syllable, braising every ivory pore to sear the taste of womanhood on its tongue. I thought they were wonderful, wonderful lines. Great, great imagery and just beautifully pulled together. You know, not that the rest of it wasn't, but those lines just really caught me. So, excellent job, Cedar, as always, and thank you so much for sharing with us tonight.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome comment there, Phil. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Sounds like mute to me.
Did Laurent?
Yeah, I know. Mute. I must be mutated because you don't want my private thoughts. Public thoughts are okay. There is a wonderful manner of self-deprecation in this. The stumbling mute buffoon with gangly arms gazing back as old stars fall on you. And that just brought a broad smile to my face. And so did the portion of the poem where it says, as I feverishly wear down my incisors and brass tipped pens, barn owls glide above me, their silent wings punctuated by mice squealing their last. And then, of course, Talon's grip, my flesh. I squeal and squeal. Nice. Very nice.
Awesome comment there, Lachlan. And so I guess I asked everybody. And Katie, could you read the next poem by Lycus? Lycus? I think Ron Lycus.
Yes.
Lycus.
Very happy to. Okay, unrequited. More lovely than springtime, more cozy than home. She's what I dream of when I'm all alone. Her name is a flower, the joy that she brings. What need of this pauper when she could have kings? Her crown is on fire, she's every man's size, and just one soul of many who's lost in her eyes. I know it is senseless, this hope and this fear, that someday she may even notice I'm here. End poem.
Oh, awesome read. And, you know, what a beautiful testimony of love this is. So wonderfully written with awesome rhythm and flow. And, you know, the stanza, you know, it stuck out for me. Her crown is on fire. She's every man's size. I'm just one soul of many who's lost in her eyes. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful right here by this is a name, Lycus. I don't recognize him. Maybe I don't recognize him writing in my other contest, but hope he writes more. And Lahan, what are your thoughts?
You asked me already, I believe. On Cedar's right.
Unrequited.
Oh, Lycus, I'm sorry. I fall behind because I'm writing comments. I didn't ask you to finish them halfway listening to the poems, but I had a chance to read Unrequited, which begins lovely, more lovely than springtime, more cozy than home. She's what I dream of when I'm all alone. Hello?
And thank you. And Phil, your thoughts.
You know, I thought this was a beautiful little brevity. It just was, gosh, I'm trying to think of a word. It's a little bit simplistic. There wasn't a whole lot of anything but truth in the words. I think that's what I liked about it. You know, more lovely than springtime, more cozy than home. She's what I dream of when I'm all alone. Her name is a flower, the joy that she brings. What need of this pupper? When she could have kings, you know, and I love the last two stanzas. I could sit here and just read the whole thing again and go, yeah, that's what I liked about it. I did. I liked each one of the stanzas, each one of the lines. You know, I think that it was just really, really nicely put together. I know I've never seen like this before either, Naomi, but I'm happy to see now, and hopefully you'll join us again soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like it. It'd be nice to see another.
Yeah, I'm just seeing a few new names in this contest I run, so nice to see new names for sure. And Katie, you read that so wonderfully. What did you think of this write?
Oh, it was beautiful. I loved it. It as Phil said, there was a simplicity to it. Which I know sometimes I think I write kind of like that, a bit too simplistically, but it's just a beautiful movement through the lines that it just, I love to read something like this. The rhyming was wonderful. The point was so easily understood. All right, so fair enough. It's just lovely. I just like this kind of writing. I always have. I think it's to the point, it's beautiful, unrequited love has got to be the hardest thing in the world to deal with, and if you can write out this, you know, as well as this, it's beautiful. Her crown is on fire, she's every man's size, I'm just one soul of many who's lost in her eyes. I mean, it's not simplistic, it's beautifully put together. It's just,
right.
Yeah, it's just, it's mm-hmm. meant, it's somebody's feelings put out so that you can understand them so easily.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I think it was beautiful. And I haven't heard of Lycus before, so please come back. Join us again, Lycus, because we love your stuff. Well, sorry, not stuff. That's a very inelegant thing to say. We love your poetry. I do apologize. I'm such a moron. Yeah. Thank you, Lycus.
Awesome. Awesome, Katie. And I have our next poem up, and I'll give it a read, Revealing, by AlanNew81. And that's another, I don't recognize that name. So this is Revealing. As I step down slowly with the shadow of your voice behind, I know of each second of you. A thought in the middle may be destined to write a line or two, falling down endlessly. How pain touches what I am made of. How time crashes all I live for. A bitter story filled with moments and a taste of dust and ashes. And another step down and another thought and another moment. And you're looking through what it could have been, a tender day of love. End poem. And Laurent, your thoughts on this poem, this write?
It's very moving. It has a pace that kind of reinforces its story. How pain touches what I am made of. How time crashes all I live for. Which is revealing in itself. There's a strong insight in this poem that maybe of a personal nature. It's very deep emotion, and that kind of emotion, when it comes through, it can really give a reader pause as he shares the sensation of the images. This is a very welcome piece, let's say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree entirely with what you're saying. I thought it was deep, it was emotive, it was touching, and, you know, it had something like kind of haunting to it at the same time, you know, a bitter story filled with moments and a taste of dust and ashes, another step down, another thought, another moment. And that first stanza, oh my gracious, you know, that really opens up the whole piece, you know. Just a wonderful, wonderful write. And Kate, what did you think of this piece?
Oh yes, this is very, very deep. It draws you in. You can't help it. You're following this poor person. And in my mind, he or she is step away from what she really or he really wants. They have no choice. They have to keep moving forward. But it's not what they want. It's a sad, sad movement away from what they want. And you looking through what it could have been, a tender day of love. Oh, that's very, very visceral, very revealing. And, well, that's what it's called. Oh, my goodness. Sorry. Well, I was quite amazed by that. I just came to it, revealing. Oh, right. I should really read more. I thought it was lovely. I thought it was very, very clever and painful. It felt painful to me as if somebody was wrenching themselves away from something they really wanted and really needed, and it was nothing but dust and ashes. Oh, yes. Beautifully done. Thank you for sharing with us.
Mm-hmm. Awesomely said there, Kate. And Phil, your thoughts.
Yeah, I am here. I thought it was a sad and painful piece, revealing the heart of someone that has been failed by love. As I step down slowly with the shadow of your voice behind, I know of each second of you. A thought in the middle may be destined to write a line or two, falling down endlessly. How pain touches what I am made of. How time crashes all I live for. I thought they were wonderful lines throughout to express that sadness. So nicely written and nicely done. Yes. A great look from the other side. It's not all flowers and chocolate, you know.
And another new name too. So wonderful writing. Wow. Come back. And Laura, can I have you read Daniel Jan's poem?
Yes, indeed. He calls it the void. He turned his gaze to the white expanse of the ceiling. Thoughts and voices.
That's not the right one. Sorry. I don't know.
I was reading Kevin's poem. Very impressed.
No, I don't know how that happened. Daniel.
Well, that's where the link. That's where the link takes.
Yeah, that's where the link goes. It is, and it's written out of this world romance by Daniel Zem. It takes us to win a Kevin's poem. I don't understand that at all.
Maybe Jean can jump to his site and grab the correct piece. I don't know.
I would have wondered what the correct piece's title was. Out of This World, is that it?
Out of This World Romance.
Okay, I'll go peek and see what I can do. Go ahead and get the next one, Naomi. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just go down the route here, pick up another piece. Okay, pop it in there. That was so funny. I don't know how that happened. And this is by a new writer. And, Laura, go ahead and get that one a read.
All right. This is called Entwined Hearts by Jobless. In love's embrace, two hearts entwined, a feeling so pure, so divine, bond that grows stronger every day, laughter and tears in every way. In love's warm glow, we find our peace, a shelter from life's stormy seas, a hand to hold in joy and strife, a love that brings new meaning to life. With every kiss and every hug, our love shines brighter like a sun, an endless river, a forever fire, a love that inspires, takes us higher. So let us cherish this precious gift.
Wow.
Love that uplifts and gives us lift. With every beat of our hearts is one. We'll always be together under love's warm sun. End poem.
Are you on mute, my dear?
I'm on mute. In love's warm glow, we find our peace, a shelter from life's stormy seas, a hand to hold in joy and strife, a love that brings new meaning to life. You know, when you find that special someone and build a loving relationship that keeps you strong through hardships and brings meaning to your life, you know, you feel so fulfilled indeed. And I think this poem beautifully illustrates and expresses that thought throughout. So well done, Jobless. And Katie, what did you think?
Oh, yes, this was an ode to love, wasn't it? This was just how wonderful love is, how amazing love can be, a feeling so pure, so divine. I love that last stanza. So let us cherish this precious gift, a love that uplifts and gives us lift. With every beat of our hearts as one, we'll always be together under love's warm sun. Well, obviously, these people have never been to Scotland because we don't have that ever, and no warm sun here, but I suppose love can keep you warm, which is great. I just thought this was a lovely write, about being together and being in love, which is a wonderful thing, and I envy anybody who can have that kind of precious gift. It must be a wonderful thing. So yes, thank you so much for sharing, Jobless. It was very well done and very sweet.
Thank you, Kate. And, yeah, it was a wonderful poem. And a few words from Lorraine, because I would really like to get Danielle Jan's poem read before the end of the show. So
I'll be brief. Ordinary language, well-placed, extraordinary emotions.
You're here.
Amazing. Said it all. That was a brevity.
Yes, it was.
And, so we got, thank you, Phil, for hunting up Danielle Jan's.
I have to say that Darkened Auras found that, so I take no credit.
Oh, wow. Okay, so thank you so much, Darkened Auras. And Kate, why don't you go ahead and give it a read?
Happy to, my dear.
Oh, well, you can't be making love to a woman, so I don't know.
Well, it will not be anything new, so don't worry about it. So a woman of many talents. That's all I'm saying. A woman of many talents. Say nothing more. So I know that I've shocked you all. Out of this world romance, upon the shores of dreams, an aircraft flew by, with spinning lights and a dome on top. A liquid ladder descended from the spaceship to reveal a humanoid figure dressed in a white robe, with gold dust in her hair. Her beauty was beyond compare to Earth women, a face that glowed with white light, body like Marilyn Monroe. Her voice sounded as if birds got together at once and sang. She made me awestruck by her captivating eyes of ocean blue. According to the other aliens with her, their planet was during after a nuclear war, and their only means of continuing their species was to find an Earthman to help them populate their planet by inseminating a half-breed child. On her planet, she was a queen, and the only spaceship to leave her planet to survive was hers. So in the name of the planets, I made love to her voluntarily, of course, and in my opinion, was a journey into Nirvana formed, and she went back to her spaceship, firm in the knowledge I had done the deed for her kind. End poem.
Wonderful, wonderful read there, Kate. I call you Lorraine. Oh, my gracious. Oh, by the time the show finishes. What a very, the prompt that he chose had a written quote, a little few words on it. The title was A Starlight Night. And, he took the title, A Starlight Night, and he flew with it. He created this whole unique, story out of it, which was great, great storytelling by Danielle here. So bravo, Danielle. I love your unique creativity shown here. And, Lorraine, your thoughts on Danielle Jan's poem?
Time of night, my thoughts are jumbled. Where am I? I have to get over here. Daniel Dream, Upon the Shores of Dreams. That's what this poem was in many ways. The shore of a dream. On her planet, she was a queen. Name of the planets. And then the deed for her kind. I love the storyline. Bravo.
Mhm. Yeah. Took us on a quite a trip. And Kate, you read that so wonderfully. What were your thoughts, my dear?
Well, it was enjoyable to read, I'll tell you that much. That was fun. Yes, I thought it was a lovely story wound around those few words. Her beauty was beyond compare to Earth women, a face that glows with white light. Body like Marilyn Monroe. Oh, very nice, Marilyn Monroe. I like it. And the fact that he had done the deed and basically one-handedly populated her planet was beautiful. I love the sentiment. I thought it was very big of him. That's all I can say. So thank you so much for sharing.
Wonderful comment there, Kate. And Phil, a few words.
A clever and imaginative piece. I thought it was well told, nice imagery, and a great addition to the show tonight. Nice job, Danielle, and thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. So that, I'll have one carryover, so that's not pretty bad for my next show. And, yeah, so this has been a wonderful night of love poems and, you know, wonderful writes from everybody. And, you know, thank you, Phil and Pam, for being wonderful, my wonderful co-host. Thank you, Laurent and Katie, for lending us your voices tonight and for your amazing comments. And, you know, for encouraging us and always being there, my dear friends. And thank you for everybody on the board, Stelina, Dave that was there. And, you know, I see Robbie's out there. And, you know, for everybody that was on the board and, you know, and everybody that listened in tonight and will be listening later, just thank you so much for writing for us and encouraging us every time and on all our shows. And yeah, so I just want to, do you have any final words, Phil?
Nope. Tomorrow there's no keeping it brief, correct? That's next week?
No, that's next week, yeah.
Okay, and tomorrow night we have The Art of Seduction with Grey Eyes Smith. And there is no Headliners Ball tomorrow night. So that's where we stand. Everyone, I hope you all have a wonderful night. Thanks for calling in and joining us. Thanks, everybody who hung on the board. Dave, Stelina, Robbie. It's great to have everyone around. Y'all take care.
Yeah, good night, everybody.
Good night.